Yo.
Yo,
what's up,
yo.
IQ?
Hey, everybody.
We just, we got Calvin in the building now.
Yo, what's going on?
What's the word, my brother?
Shit. Ready for this last show?
Exactly. Nikeev, I got to get you the tickets. I just got them in. All right, we got T-World connected.
Hello.
All right, so listen. It's going to be another episode of the D-Stock Show. Let me just open it up. Nikeev, I don't think you was on the last time that we recorded. We did an interview with T-World. So he's an up-and-coming artist out of Tallahassee, Florida. So we got him on the show. Listen, I'm going to be quiet. T-World, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
Yo, what's happening? This your boy, T-World, most known for hip-hop and R&B out of Tallahassee, Florida, born and raised. R&B recording artist, singer, songwriter. I've been doing music for about 20 years or more right now. Started off doing it when I was like 8 years old, and I started like really taking it more serious by the time I was like 15 and 16. That's when I actually started taking myself to the studio and started recording myself, trying to figure out how do I sound. And pretty much ever since then, I've been kind of being persistent.
And tell the people where they can find your music at.
You can find my music on all platforms. I'm on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, let's see here, YouTube, some of everywhere. I want to say one of the two singles on all platforms is it'll be T-World, Roll With Me. That's on YouTube, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes. And then we got the follow-up, Sex in the Rain, T-World Sex in the Rain. That's on all platforms, too. Two hot singles in rotation going back to back on all platforms.
Hey, yeah, that Roll With Me something nice. Now, Kevin, when you get a minute, go check it out. Calvin, I already know you to download it.
I'm going to have to go listen to
it. You already know. Come on and roll with me.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Exactly.
How you doing, T-World? Where can the people find you on social media?
I have an Instagram. My Instagram, it'll be at T_world, like the world, WORLD, T_world_baby.
All righty.
And TikTok at T_world_baby.
All right. All right.
T-World, baby.
Check them out, ladies and gentlemen. Check them out. So listen, we're going to get straight into it. We did an interview with you the first time, and you shared a lot of dope things about yourself and your artistry. So we want to have a follow-up interview with you. We understand that you're doing some different things. You travel different places, got different music out. So, you know, first thing off the bat, what I want to know, man, where you been at, where you been to, where some new places that you've been and you performed and you've enjoyed it. Talk to us.
I pretty much kind of perform a lot of places from Tallahassee and all surrounding areas. Quincy, Florida, between Georgia area, Atlanta, Georgia. I got another show coming up. I got to fly out to California by the end of this month for Labor Day weekend. I got to go perform at a wedding. I'll be performing on a yacht out there in San Francisco.
Oh, congrats, man. Congrats.
Yeah, so, you know, that'll be a new experience for me. Got to be something new. Mm-hmm. And I also got a 14-city tour I'm supposed to be doing pretty soon.
Okay. Congrats. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
So look, man, what's some new artists that you may work with, or some new people that you may work with coming up, getting into more work?
I wouldn't mind working with let's see here. You mean as in like local wise, or like somebody that's already in the game?
Somebody that you work with. Have you worked with any new or different artists or producers or DJs?
Nah, actually, I really just been kind of focusing on myself, focusing on my own craft. And the only producer I really work with the most is Freaky Neat. You know, he had done some producing for Sammy as well. You remember Sammy from back in the day?
I like him.
Yeah, my producer had he produced a couple of Sammy tracks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool. That's what's up.
Got it, Freaky Neat, man.
Shout out that boy. So look, what are some things that you think that you know, goal setting wise for 2023, as far as the, you know, keep pace where you're going, what's some things that you want to accomplish?
I want to really pretty much kind of like focus on, you know what I'm saying, building more of my fan base up and creating more content for social media, staying more active.
Okay. Yeah, man, that's one of the things that we also got to work on with the podcast as well, just staying more active, more current, because it seemed like now in today's world, you could be high for 1 second and then 10 minutes later, you're not.
Exactly. That's all it takes, a split second.
Exactly. Exactly. I think now, too, with the creation of TikTok, and Nikeva, you know, she on TikTok. I think Calvin on TikTok. But with the creation of TikTok, man, I think people's attention spans it's going to shit now. People can only focus for like a couple of seconds, maybe a minute or two. After that, it's like, oh, nah.
Well, it's so much content out here. You know, content is the new wave as far as getting your music out there, getting whatever you're doing. Like, content is the way to go. So people, even people that make music or do songs or whatever, they're trying to shorten the length of the song because it's shorter the better for those TikTok viral moments. So it's hard to stay current when everything is constantly changing. But, you know, we got to get in what we fit in.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's these two girls that I follow. They got a song where they just running everywhere and singing a song. And like, at first I'm like, this some bullshit. But then I listened to it. It's kind of catchy as fuck. And it's cool because like they ran through Google doing the shit. They ran through the hood. They doing hella shit. But they staying relevant. You know what I'm saying? They might be saying the same song, but they doing different shit in the video. And that's what's catching people's attention. So
I guess. Hey, so look, man, T-World, another follow-up question I wanted to ask you. I remember the last time we talked, and you said that you were aspiring to do different things with different artists and certain artists that you wanted to work with. Has any of that changed? Is a new artist out there that you kind of want to work with? Because I know a new artist come out like every other day making music. At this point, I can't keep up with them all.
Yeah, well, not really. I mean, I would say the only new artist that I really want to work with, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, things happen, you know what I'm saying? But RIP, Mo3, I really wanted to work with that dude, you know, but, you know, I ain't really get the opportunity, you know what I'm saying? His life happened so fast.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah.
I got a question for you, T-World. Do you identify yourself as, like, a rapper or an R&B artist? Because you do a little bit of both.
I do a little bit of both, but I would say I'm more leaning towards the R&B.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really based on what my sound is the R&B. I can rap, but I can sing more than I can rap. Okay. I sing better than I rap. I put it that way. Yeah, so I'm really focused on the R&B more than the rap side. But I try to get on the best of both sides. You know what I'm saying? I try to do a little rap and R&B at the same time.
Okay.
Nikeva, what you got? You got anything? Because I could keep going.
I guess what would you say is like one of the biggest challenges, just like getting in the game, getting started, and keeping your momentum?
I would really say just trying to get the right recognition that I need. Yeah, I mean, because you can have exposure all day, but you know, if you ain't really, if you're not really in front of somebody that can really help you get to the next place you're trying to go in life, you know, it's kind of like it'll be a battle, because it's like really everything I do is really off the strength of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not signed to anybody. I don't have no promoter or anything like that. So, you know, everything I do is just really off the strength of me and God, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So, since you independent and you've been independent for 20 years, like what keep motivating you to continue to do your craft? Because it's been 20 years. And you've not hit your goal yet. So, like, what's keep motivating you to get up and do this every day?
Truth be told, I would say God. It's really God, because, you know, it's been times where I actually say, you know, forget this music. I'm just going to stop doing this music. It's not working out. You know, I ain't on yet. I'm not where I want to be right now. So, it's like I'm just going to stop. But for some reason, they could be at the spur of the moment. I could just find myself singing a note, or, you know, trying to like do some harmonies or something like that, and I end up recording or writing. It's like it's been plenty of times I've tried to leave music, but it won't leave me. So I just know, it's at some point in time in life, I got to get some out of it, because, you know, it's like I tried to stop, but it's not going nowhere. I keep doing it. For some sort, I just like God trying to tell me something. You know what I'm saying? He's just like, I may not want it. I may not get it right when I want it, but I know at some point in time in life, it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It may not be today or tomorrow, but it's going to happen.
Okay.
Hey, tell us about your performance. You performed at FAMU, right?
Yeah, I did FAMU at the Frenchtown Rising.
Okay, tell us about it, man. How'd you feel? What was the crowd like, man? How was they feeling the music, man? What was the vibes?
Well, you know, I came out and performed the song "Roll With Me," and when I'm talking about the crowd went wild. I had the young crowd and the old crowd. You know what I'm saying? You know, with that song right there, you know, you can catch all kind of attention with that, just that song right there alone. And they was feeling the song, and as I got off the stage, you know, a lot of people came up to me wanting to take pictures and ask me for my autograph and stuff like that. So, you know, I really got a lot of support out there. Shout out to FAMU, man. They show love. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I can come back. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, I can be able to do it again this year.
Okay. Yeah, boy. Shout out to FAMU. You know what? Rallies do it the best, man. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different.
Yes, sir.
Look, so one of the other things I wanted to ask you, since we're on the topic of FAMU, I know everybody that heard about the controversial locker room video with the football team with the what's the artist's name? Hold on.
So my Boston Rich?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man, shout out to Boston Rich.
Man, share your take on it, man. A lot of people think like, oh, it's inappropriate and wasn't supposed to be done. A lot of people think, oh, it's cool, you know, it's just a song. But you know, how do you feel personally?
I mean, to be honest with you, I look at it like this. I look at it as, you know what I'm saying, the video was straight. I like the video, but I would just say, hey, he just would have came out with a different type of song, you know what I'm saying, that actually matched the video, because, you know, he was kind of saying, you know, some stuff out of the way, like some kind of foul languages, you know what I'm saying, and it's, you know, fam, you know how FAMU is, they kind of strict on certain stuff like that. So it's like, I feel like, hey, he would have come out with a better appropriate song and shot the video at FAMU the same thing, but just like another song. I'm pretty sure, like, you know what I'm saying, would have been no problem, but it was just the foul stuff he was saying throughout the song kind of made him get looked at different, you know?
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, as being an alumnus of FAMU, a graduating class of 2017, I support, you know, all artists who are out here trying to make their money, get a bag, you know, from that standpoint. Everybody want to get paid. But at the same time, you know, like you said, it's certain situations that you really can't mix together. And that's right. Like, you know, universities, schools, prestigious institutions, groups and stuff like that. And then rap music that may not necessarily reflect that culture of that institution. Exactly. And I think that's the biggest issue there. But, you know, the music was decent. The video was cool. You know, I like how they did it all. But it wasn't the place for that type of music. I mean, honestly, and I don't know the rules. They probably ain't supposed to really be shooting videos in the locker room anyway. But I don't know.
They probably ain't. Truth be told.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I hope that, you know, they get it all figured out and don't nothing, you know, too serious come above it. But yeah, people definitely need to ask before they just start putting people names and logos and shit in the video, because I'm pretty sure FAMU logo trademark.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that's a registered trademark. So we're gonna follow up on that a little bit later.
All right.
So, listen, man, what about your family, bro? Tell me about your family life and how things may have changed and the support that you're getting from them. Are they going out, traveling with you, you know, booking shows and stuff? Are they helping you? Are they supporting?
Yeah, they support it, but as far as, like, coming out on the road and, you know, stuff like that, like, that's really something me and my team pretty much do, you know what I'm saying? You know, I let family just stay home, you know what I'm saying, take care of home or whatever. But it's really like, you know what I'm saying, and me and my team, a few of my partners, we just hit the road when it's time to go out and do shows and stuff like that. I have like a little team I got with me.
Okay. I think that's different from the last time we talked. Did you have a team of people with you last time?
Nah, you know, last time I was just kind of like solo dolo in this thing.
Okay, man, that's interesting. So tell me about how the team formed, man. Let's hear that, bro. That's a goal accomplished right there.
Well, yeah, pretty much the team came about, you know, I met a few guys from around the way, you know what I'm saying, that I went to school with, and I met a few older cats that, you know, had different like levels on the music industry or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That was pretty much like we sat down, we talked about it, trying to figure out, you know, the ins and outs of this music. And, you know, they finally came together. We finally came together as one team. We talked about it, and they all actually wanted to get behind me and hit the road and start promoting. So we actually, I gave them a shot. I gave them a shot. The first two shows we did was went to Atlanta and did a show and went to Miami. When I say them boys, they held it down. They went out passing out flyers, putting up posters and stuff like that for me. Tagging everybody and stuff on Instagram and social media.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, it worked out pretty good. So, you know, we just been rocking out for a little while.
Okay. Well, so you write all your own music, correct?
Yeah, I write all my own music.
So, I always wanted to ask somebody that's in the music industry. Do you write the song first, or do you hear the beat and then the song come from that? Like, how does that work? How do you write a song?
It depends. It really depends on my vibe, how I'm feeling. Like, okay. Sometimes I can write a hit song without a beat. No beat, just rock. I could just write a hit record a cappella. Then actually, okay.
How do you go about choosing the beat?
I got a producer, right?
Okay.
So it's like, if I go to him and I can just sing to him without a beat or nothing, mm-hmm. What he'll do is he'll start playing the keys. That because this man a genius, man. This man played the guitar, he played the drums, and he played the piano. So it's like, whatever I come to him and present, he can build that sound for me. And a lot of producers can't do that. Like, that's why I like working. Like, sometimes I like working on a hit record without having a beat behind it. I like building my beats up from scratch. Or if I hear a beat on the internet somewhere like SoundClick or YouTube or something, if I hear a beat, something like that, what I'll do is I'll come up with a hook to it. And I may go to him and be like, hey, I need you to flip this beat for me. But he gonna listen to the beat, but he's gonna make it his own type of way, his own type of sound that's gonna match to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how we work. Like, this is how we really work. I like working like that. Sometimes, you know, I can like I said before, I can write a record without having a beat, and then get the beat made to the record. What I'm saying, or sometimes if I'm feeling the beat, if I'm already feeling the beat that's already made, I can just come up with a hook just like that. You know what I'm saying? And after that, just start writing my verses out to it. But a lot of times I don't even write music. I just really just write it in my head and just go to the studio and record it.
Okay. So let's say somebody come up to you. Would you write a song for somebody if they give you like some key things? Would you write a song for somebody?
The only way I can write a song for somebody, I got to be feeling that artist. That artist has to have that energy alone itself for me to be able to write a song for them. You know what I'm saying?
Have you wrote a song for somebody before?
Yeah, I wrote a song for a few female artists, a few female R&B artists.
Okay, can you say who or no?
Nah, I can't say who. I ain't gonna speak their name right now. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I understand.
Hey, interesting though that you writing songs for other people. That's a talent in itself. Yeah.
Listen, my thing is this: when you write the song, do you sing it, and then like you play it back for them, or you just write it and give it to them?
No, actually, I write the song, I'll sing it to them how I want them to sound, how I want them to sing it.
Okay.
And then after that, they'll start repeating after me, trying to get the same sound, but do it in their way.
Okay. That's cool for real. Like, I always wanted to go to the studio and watch somebody like really make a song and shit because like. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I listen to music. I like music that make me really think about what the hell they just said, or I like music that be like, oh damn, that happened in my life, like, and I can relate to it. So like, I just be like, damn, I want to know what the fuck were you thinking when you was in the studio when you made this.
Half of the time, it just really be a vibe. Like if you really vibe in a certain type of way, it's like, you know what I'm saying, you're going to go off that energy on how you're feeling. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you're feeling or whatever you're thinking about, that's what type of song you're going to get. Or let's say, prime example, like, if I've been through some shit, if I'm talking about some shit, you know what I'm saying, that I've been through a couple years ago, I may do a song about that. You know what I'm saying? It all really depends on your vibe, your energy, on how you're feeling.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I may feel like I want to go in the studio and make a pain song.
That's what I was saying.
Or maybe you want to go in the studio and make a song about going to the club, party. I may want to talk about some strippers or some shit, you know? It's all really, you know what I'm saying, about the vibe you on.
Okay. Talking about a pain song, I don't know if you got a lady now, but, like, let's say you got a lady now and you're in.
Oh, you're all in. You kind of faded out a little bit.
Hey, Calvin, I think you cut out. He must got like Boost Mobile or something.
Yes, sir.
Look, man, while we here waiting to reconnect, I got a question for you. So, look, the new up-and-coming trend that I guess is happening to a lot of artists is their voices being used by, like, AI to create songs, or AI is writing songs, and I guess artists is performing them. So, man, how do you feel about that? Do you think that the new up-and-coming technology with the artificial intelligence is going to, like, you know, help artists more, or you think it's going to hurt them more in the long run?
I feel like it's going to hurt them more because, you know what I'm saying, you're not really being authentic.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, you're using the sound to touch you up. It's like versus, like, you just being raw, straight natural. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Go ahead.
It's like you really got to be like rare, you know what I'm saying? That's really, you know what I'm saying? How I'm coming out, like, I'm coming out rare. Like, you can't really say, oh, he sound like this, T-Word sound like this person, or T-Word look like this person. I got my own style, my own sound, you know what I'm saying? So it's really like, you really got to come out rare.
Yeah, so you won't be using none of the AI joints to write none of your work, I'm assuming.
Nah.
Yeah. I understand no, that, man.
With the AI. The AI is something crazy.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy how much it know. What you saying, Nikeef? We couldn't quite hear you. At least I could.
I said with the AI, they can literally, like, just get, like, a demo of your voice and make a whole nother song with you saying different words than what the demo even was. Like,
yep, that is true.
It's crazy, so... They're, like, coming out with fake songs and streaming fake songs, and that's just unfortunate for artists like yourself because they can really go out here and make millions off your voice and somebody could just think it's your song.
Exactly.
I think that's what happened with, like, Drake in the Weeknd or something like that. Yeah. They made an AI version of one of their songs.
Yeah.
Man.
Matter of fact, I think it happened to Tupac and Biggie, too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that song called, I think it's one song they got, like, it's called a Screw Up, something like that. They made it, yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. Just by hearing the voices of those two artists from the past? Yep,
exactly. They took bits and pieces of Tupac and they took bits and pieces of Biggie. Made one song, got a...
Damn, that's crazy. I gotta check that out. Would you say something, Nikeef?
No, I just said that's crazy.
Yeah, that is wild, man. And especially if artists not getting paid for that, because I would assume that's kind of like using somebody's likeness. If you using their voice, but I don't know how that works if it's AI or not.
I think it's, well, I'm sure. I don't know, because who do you sue if you use, like, AI? I don't know how that's gonna end up working out. Like, what is AI? Who created AI? If they use your voice and say you wanna sue this thing, how do you go about it? So, too much for me.
Yeah, but I think that a lot of the whole computer stuff, like you said, T-Word, it takes a lot of the creativity and a lot of the genuineness out of the music.
Right.
It becomes just a thing that it's kind of like mumble rap, or kind of like, and I don't really mean to throw no shade on the Sexy Red Shorty, but her song just is annoying, bro.
Don't hate on Sexy Red.
I was just trying to figure out how the hell she got in the dough with that. Like, I'm like, damn, why need to go do it? Make a stupid song, make a crazy song to get on now? Like,
yeah,
I'm
you do.
Make a good quality music, and it's hard for me to get with the right plug, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, like, what y'all doing? I just signing bullshit.
Yeah, basically, bro. Basically, if you can hold people's attention for up to a minute, don't matter what you saying, bro, you on, you good.
That's true.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Calvin. You back on.
Listen, I never got off. I heard everything. I just can't understand why y'all couldn't hear me.
Oh, man, I don't know, man. We figured you had, like,
AI had hacked you.
Not AI. But, yeah, man, that's crazy how you say that, because I know a lot of people who do produce conscious music, but it's like conscious music ain't really the goal out here for a lot of people. A lot of people want short, like, brainless music that mean nothing. It's kind of like shake your ass music. That's what I like to call it. It's just like meaningless shake your ass music.
Oh, I get wasted music.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so how you feel about Rod Wave, man? That's one of my favorite artists.
That Rod Wave, you know, he's straight. You know what I'm saying? He's straight or whatever. So I like Rod Wave.
I think he be talking about some real shit, though. Like, when I tell you, like, the shit that I've been through in my life, when I listen to his music, but that shit just bring back memories and shit, like, on how I overcame that shit. That's why I fuck with Rod Wave. Like, because he don't just be talking about no bitches and money and drugs and all this shit. Like, he really talk about pain and shit. Like, yeah, he do. That motherfuckers be hiding. Like, and I fuck with him because he make it seem like it's okay to be in your feelings. You feel me? As a nigga. Because, honestly, we not allowed to have feelings as a man. You feel right. me? So, when I listen to Rod Wave, though, he just bring that side of me. Like, damn, all right, bro. Like, man, I fuck with Rod Wave, though. No cap.
Yeah, he talk about the struggle. One thing I like about Rod Wave, you know what I'm saying? He talk about the struggle.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And I for sure can tell you, ain't no cap in this rap. No cap.
Yeah, you're right, Calvin. Though, as dudes, we're not really allowed to get into the whole. And I mean, it's good parts and bad parts about it, but knowing that we all still people, everybody's still a regular person, bro. We go through regular struggles.
Emotions. No matter if you got a vagina or a penis, like, we all got emotions. We all be upset, but like who right, we're just not allowed to be able to show them. We gotta stay tough and all that shit. You feel me?
Hey T-World, is there anything new that you've learned maneuvering through the industry since the last time we talked to you? Has there been any new tools or new tricks that you've picked up since the last time we talked?
Oh yeah, trying to collect this money off on how can I get paid for these streams, you know what I'm saying? I finally got a little niche to that, and because I had registered some my music through United Masters or whatever. And so now I'm starting to get paid for my streams and stuff. So
Okay.
Okay.
That was one thing I accomplished.
So how does that work? I've always heard people say, you know, they masters and this, that, and the third, but how does that work?
It's pretty much, it was kind of different from everybody else because I actually got selected to be a part of United Masters. You know what I'm saying? I was a selected artist. What I did was I submitted my music to them or whatever, and a few listeners got a hold of it. You know what I'm saying? They liked it or whatever, and they gave me the opportunity to submit my stuff to them for free.
Okay.
After that, you know what I'm saying? We did a split sheet. You know what I'm saying? Where I can get fit and I get my royalties, you know what I'm saying? And they get like a smaller percentage, but I keep most of my royalties or whatever. And I just realized I'm getting played over. Matter of fact, I got music getting played overseas. They got me over there in Germany. They got me over there in Italy. I'm getting played over there in Italy. And I'm getting played a lot of places. New York City, Miami.
Okay,
yeah. I'm gonna keep it a buck. The money is overseas.
It is. That's where all the money at. You know, cause I got like over like 3,000 or 4,000 listeners overseas.
Mm-hmm. And they be the ones that support you the most.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that overseas love different. Cause over here in America, bro, it's too many artists, bro. It's just too many local pop up artists that just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You got to filter through all of that.
See, boy, I don't know if Jordan asked you this question yet or not. I know you say you get money and stuff off your music. Is any of your cousins and stuff being upset at you because you're making money off your music and moving around your city?
No, I want to say, you say cousins?
Anybody in your family? I say cousin because my cousin's a hating ass cousin.
But, nah, you know, really, like, well, you know what? Kind of, we know it's like, well, my family, we all kind of like separated. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. everybody in their own little world. You know what I'm saying? Doing their own thing. So it's like, shit. Every man for himself. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You don't. That's just how it is. Like, you feel me? And that's really how it is throughout the city. Like, Tallahassee is like, shit. You would think it'd be like Atlanta. You get on, you know what I'm saying? They finna come back out and reach out and put the next person on. But it's like, shit, every man for himself out here in Tallahassee, Florida. But like, if you make it, you get on. It's really by the grace of God, you know what I'm saying, that you got on. Other than that, unless you know what I'm saying, know some people that's plugged in with some people that's already plugged in the industry. Other than that, shit, you really dolo. You out here by yourself trying to get on. You know what okay. I'm saying? Ain't no. Yeah, it's real life.
When you blow up, because you're going to blow up, do you feel like you got to take care of your whole family?
Hell no. Okay. Because my whole family, they take care of me. You feel me?
That's right.
Oh, shit. I'm just going to really look out for the one that was really there for me. You know what I'm saying? That really played a part of my life. That was really, you know what I'm saying, had my back for real. You know what I'm saying? When, you know, when times when I ain't have shit. Times when I ain't have shit in the refrigerator, you know what I'm saying? Those people though, I'm gonna be the ones. They're gonna be the ones I really look out for. You know what I'm saying? Some of my real friends, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, ain't got too many of them. It's only a few selective ones I can really say that was a friend to me. And shit. Other than that, shit, you know, I'm just gonna rock out, take care of my immediate family, you know what I'm saying? Make sure my daughter's straight and shit like that. Okay. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much just get money and stay out of the way.
Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do, man. I can't wait to come to one of your sold-out arena shows, bro.
I love to have you out, though.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, we going to pull up, but ain't no way.
Ain't no way. I'm on stage with you. I might crowd surf.
Y'all backstage passes, man. We going to rock out.
Talking about they done put us out for turning up too much.
Did you hear me?
yeah. Man, look, I'm trying to think, bro. I had one more question off the top of my head, but I had most of my questions wrote down, but I had like a spur of the moment question for you. Forgot what it was. So now with your goals and stuff for 2023, all the stuff that you've been through since the last time that we talked, what do you think your next major move is? So I know you say you got a show out in L.A. Not L.A. You said in San Francisco, right?
Right.
In the Bay Area. So I know you got a show out there coming up. So what's your next major move after that?
Well, my next major move after that is pretty much I probably work on shooting a video. You know, that's probably my next thing. I got a single that I'm working on. I haven't recorded it yet, but I got a new hot single I'm getting ready to put out there soon. I'm trying to pretty much kind of figure out how I want the video to go, because pretty much I direct all my music videos. I just trying to come up with a good concept. So that's what I'm trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, what type of theme and scenes I want to go with.
Okay. We got a couple other artists we've done some work with, and I'd definitely be happy to put you in touch with them. I mean, I know you're a dolo act, but just something maybe to bounce some ideas off of, or even just look at their work. I got a partner to stay in Atlanta, and most of his songs, like at least most of his hottest songs, he always got a video for them joints, because the aesthetic drive people crazy when they see like what's going on behind the video, bro. It make people go crazy, bro. I think that's a good idea for you.
Yeah, that is true.
So yeah, man, I'm out of questions. I'm tapped out. Calvin, Nakiva.
I think y'all pretty much touched on everything that we speak about. What we can expect from you in the future. Oh yeah, Jordan, you just touched on up and coming projects.
Yeah.
You say you got more videos in the pipeline, and you got a new song out. So the new song, what's it looking like, man? How long you think it's gonna take for us to hear?
Well, like I said, I haven't recorded it yet. So I just got to find time to get back in the lab, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of stuff going on right now with with working in, you know what I'm saying? And also, you know what I'm saying, pretty much putting out different, like, content and music and stuff like that. So it's like, I just really got to focus on getting back in the studio so I can be able to get that vibe. And then after that, you know what I'm saying, I can be able to let y'all know what's what on the income and outcome of it.
Okay, okay. Well, it was nice talking to you.
I got a question for you, man. With your music, what do you want somebody to be able to take from your music?
I want somebody to be able to see, pretty much, I create like vibes, like music, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I want somebody to be able to have a good time when they, you know what I'm saying? Be able to feel good when they listen to my music. I want my music to be able to, you know what I'm saying, embrace people.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much give them, you know what I'm saying, give them a good vibe, you know what I'm saying? Make them get through it, you know what I'm saying? They had a long day. If they're having a hard time, they can just listen to T-Word music. Hey, good music.
What would you say, you know, for the up-and-coming youth, man, what would you say that you would advise them to do if they wanted to kind of follow in your footsteps, especially coming out of maybe Tallahassee, Florida? I know it's a lot of youth down there, you know, trying to be artists, trying to be rappers, trying to be creators or content creators. Stuff like that. So what would you advise the youth right now if they want to come up as up and coming artists?
I would just tell them, you know, stay consistent as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? Don't give up on your dream. Help when that time may come for you, you know what I'm saying? And just stay, you know what I'm saying, stay in, try to have as much of songs as recorded as you need. Make sure you got the right sound, you know what I'm saying, the right mixes on your songs, because you know, a lot of young cats think going to the studio and recording the song, that's all it takes. But nah, you got to actually the right engineer that's going to be able to perfect that sound for you. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, mixing, that's really big thing on me. Like, I'm very funny with different engineers. Like, I deal with, like, one engineer that has my sound. Like, if you really can't perfect my sound, I can't work with you. So that's, you know what I'm saying? That's one big thing I would tell them, you know what I'm saying? Make sure they want to focus on they sound when they recording or when they get their songs mixed down.
Okay. Cool. I remember my question I was finna ask you, because I know we originally had the show planned out for Friday, but you had some car troubles, man. What happened with that, man? Everything all good?
Yeah, everything all good, man. I fucked around and I don't know how that shit happened, but I ended up turning my key in the ignition. But my keychain ended up breaking off.
Nah.
My ignition. Yeah. So I'm like, damn, what the fuck? Oh man, if it ain't one thing, it's another. So yeah, I had to take my shit to the dealership and I had to pay goddamn $250 to them to fix my goddamn key just to crank the bitch up, bro.
Wait, like, so damn. You get a push button.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what I need. I had that last year. Should have kept my shit. But yeah. What?
Wait, so you turned the key and the key broke, like, in the ignition?
Yeah, like, I turned the key and the key broke. Like, it stuck off in the ignition. So I had to turn the bitch back over. I had to turn the bitch back off so I could be able to pull the key out.
Dang.
But yeah, so then, because, you know, I had like a, I had a battery remote key.
Oh, okay, so... The battery died and then the key got stuck?
Nah, the battery didn't die. It just, the key broke off the battery.
Oh.
The key broke off the battery into the ignition.
Man, what kind of fucking car you got? A 1972 Corolla?
Nah, I got a Ford Fusion.
Hey, that's what I figured too, man. I used to have a Ford Fusion.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Well, listen, I can't even tell you the last time I turned a key in the car.
Oh, you got paid
with it. That shit was like 10 years ago.
You got paid with up.
Man, they fucked up part about it, bro. That's the first time this shit ever happened to me. I ain't never had no bad experience with me turning keys and shit. Like,
man, it's time to stop turning them. Just hop in that bitch.
I'm saying that, you know, at first.
Pray and hope your keys in your pocket one day.
I'm like, at first, I got a monkey on my back or some shit. Like, damn. Every time I'm trying to come up, some fucked up shit, some shit end up happening. Some shit end up going left. Like, damn, somebody praying my downfall or some shit. What we got?
Man, that's crazy.
Hey, you know the devil playing every day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he's playing our safe. There's no way playing our face or anything.
Yeah, that man work hard, but
yeah.
But look, man, that's really all we got, man. It's very great to hear from you, bro. I'm proud that you are making strides towards where you want to be, and you made adjustments toward achieving those goals along the way. I'm really happy to hear you play the fam. Shout out to fam, you, because you know, bro, that's right there. Just that minimum time frame that you performed and the exposure that you got, that right there gonna take you all kind of places, bro.
Hey man, I appreciate that, man. Y'all, and thanks for having me too, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Anytime. And we're gonna follow up with you again. We're gonna follow up with you again. I mean, give us maybe next year, a couple months, we're gonna touch base with you again, figure out where you at. And if it's any way that we can help or support, you know, we got your music. If you got any new music out, send me the links, send D the links. We definitely gonna put them on the show so the listeners could hear the intro, the outro, they'll hear your music. When we post this show.
Yes, sir.
And let the appreciate people know where too. They can get you at one more time, your Twitter, Instagram, wherever they can follow you. Let the people know before you go.
Okay, yeah, you can follow me at on Instagram. It'd be at @T_world_baby, @T_world_baby. Facebook, you know what I'm saying? @T_world, you know what I'm saying? TikTok, it'd be the same thing. @T_world_baby.
@T_world_baby is where y'all can find them.
That's it.
All right, man. And look, we got a live show coming up September 9th. Doors going to open up at 6 o'clock. The show going to start at 7. And listen, T-World, we couldn't have you a part of this one. This kind of like our first live show that we planning out. We trying to make sure everything on point. But the next time we have a live show, man, we going to plan it way better. I think we're going to do somewhere in Cincinnati, or if we don't do Cincinnati, we'll do somewhere further south where it's warm, and we'd love to have you a part of that show, man.
I appreciate that, man. I'll definitely be ready.
Absolutely.
All righty, y'all.
It's been another episode of the D-Stark Show. I interview with T-World out of Tallahassee, Florida. Go check him out, man. Ain't no excuse not to go check out that road with me, but I'm telling you right now, I'm probably finna bump that. Soon as I turn my car back on, it is what it is.
Thank you for letting us talk to you, T-World. I'm going to definitely check out your music. And that's another one.
Yeah, thank you again. I'm saying, like I say, man, shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for having me on the show again. I appreciate that. Much love.
Absolutely. We out.
We out.
Yes, sir.